another struggle, another obstacle, another bout.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
Here we are for another Sessions with the Jester, man. We got Mr. Matt here. Matt's making a special appearance. We got Dennis, Phil, Uncle, and Matt, and hi. And what is your name, young sir?
Landon.
Yeah, but you're not smoking. Maybe you should.
Yeah, I'm pretty gone.
Yeah, I just want people to know that you're definitely not smoking with us.
Yeah, I'm not smoking.
I'm not smoking. You're what? How old are you?
10.
10, motherfucking year. I was 10 once.
I know everyone in school was 10.
Were they?
A long time ago.
Long time ago. So what's up, guys?
Happy Easter.
Close.
Happy Easter.
Happy Halloween.
Merry Christmas.
Day. Happy Thanksgiving. This is our Thanksgiving episode. We all got stuffed on turkey today, and I went home and took a nap, waiting to come over and get this done. So how's life treating you, Matt?
Not too bad. Is it working?
That's what happens, man. That's exactly what happens.
How do you like it there? I've seen you there for, been there for a while.
At my job?
Yeah.
Well, I was maintenance, and then they moved me to electronics, and electronics is better than maintenance, except right now, everything fucking sucks in my life.
Why?
My leg. Every time I move it.
You didn't have to work today?
No. Close.
Yeah, but there's people there working.
I don't know. I wasn't working. I normally had today off. I normally have Wednesday and Thursdays off, so.
The only reason why I know that, someone Junior knows, was taking pictures and sending them to let us know where something's located.
Because
they're there now. Putting shit in places.
Yeah, getting ready for that Black Friday shit.
Walmart's a cheap motherfuckers, man. Billionaires.
Yeah.
Wealthiest family in the world. The Waltons. Right?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers stopped making flyers.
Stop making flyers?
Yeah, you can't get a flyer in a newspaper no more. They want you to go online. But the problem is, you try to go online and find the motherfucking thing. It ain't happening. Because they want to talk about deal for days instead of the motherfucking,
Well, just an FYI.
What's getting released at the store? I know I can buy whatever online, but I want to know what the fuck's going to be at the store.
Really? I don't know. Walmart is a, it's a good place sometimes.
You see the whack-a-mole?
Do they got that going on at your
work? What's that?
The bell?
Oh, yep.
I heard they got rid of a lot of those because they were, people were robbing them.
I don't know. Look at the dude that put the fucking, that one coin in there that was worth a crazy amount of money.
Where was that?
I don't remember where it was. Somewhere in the U.S. This was a few years ago. Maybe longer than a few. Maybe 10 years ago. Anywhere from 10 to now. But someone put a real rare old like gold coin in there. And it was worth thousands of dollars.
I wonder if that was intentional.
You would think. You would think, because I don't think it was like a normal penny, quarter, or nickel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it was worth that much, I mean, unless you're rich as fuck, and it don't matter.
Yeah, but, well, that's what it had to have been. Because why would you have a coin like that mixed in with all your fucking change and shit in your pocket?
Maybe they were just ignorant. They just didn't know. There is that possibility.
No.
You don't think so? I don't think that's a possibility?
Everyone's geniuses in this world.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything, all that fun stuff.
So I went up to OJ's, right?
Hey.
Where your sister works.
I picked her up from work today.
And, I wasn't planning on getting Bud there because it was going to, you know, I get a Bunker 420. But the Bunker 420 guys weren't there. So your sister kind of made a sales pitch on me.
Oh, yeah.
See, I needed, you know, I usually get 2 ounces to last me for 2 weeks. And she had them all bagged up into eights. So, and $10 eights. So each eight I bought, I got a free pack of Juicy J's. So I bought 2 ounces, 16 fucking bags. So I got 16 packages of Juicy J's.
They don't do buy 7 eights, get the eighth one free?
Good.
I don't know.
They used to.
I don't know. I just asked. I wanted the 2 free pre-rolls. 1 pre-roll for every ounce.
So you go for the $50 eighth at the beginning? $50
ounce?
I think you're going.
Huh?
Can I go get
the... That's a big sign up for that.
I was talking about yesterday. That change.
What do you need it right now for? Are you going somewhere?
No.
Oh.
Why don't you wait and do that stuff during the day when she's wide awake? Is Grandma awake over there?
Yeah. She
just
might
wait
be.
Until my mom goes over there. When
he's gonna be a bear next year.
Who?
They're already talking about it, Barkley.
Dude, a human can't turn into a bear.
I was waiting for
he's
it.
He's free agent.
I was waiting for it.
And they're talking about him and Fields together.
Yeah, but is that going to really make him a literal bear?
No, it's his money.
Is it a grizzly bear or a black bear?
That's the most money to spend. Right now we got $125 million.
So is it like Silver Bullet?
That's not even including what you got.
Instead of a werewolf, he turns into a bear?
9 draft picks.
I think they're stupid for going back to these 6 in the morning Black Friday shit. Whoever's in charge of the marketing and the sales and all that shit is stupid. But think about it. You want as many people there as possible, right?
Yes.
Okay, how many people are not going to be able to go now because they can't get a babysitter at 5 or 6 in the morning?
What, yesterday?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But...
Maybe they're avoiding having...
Yeah, but how many people... No, they want as many people as they could get in that store buying.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who you are. You want everyone. That's why they started to begin with.
Like
after
one store went before the other, then one said that we're gonna get.
It used to be at 5, 6 in the morning, right?
Uh-huh.
They switched it to after Thanksgiving dinner till 6 at night, and it went that way for like 4, 5, 6 years. Now they're back to doing it at 5 or 6 in the morning. How many people are not going to be able to get a babysitter at 5 or 6 in the morning to go to do this Black Friday shopping?
They don't care.
Oh, they do care because they want as many people in the store as possible.
I thought that's why they started that, though. Like, this store said, we're going to open up at 2 a.m. And this store said,
they're all
open
at the same time.
Of us, open before us, so we're going to start here. And then that's why
I remember that.
I've never seen anyone do that. The only time I've ever seen someone do it was either 5 or 6.
Target was the one that started it.
Now, what did you say, Miss Kiana?
I said you got one of those, like, mini microphone things.
Oh, micro, yeah.
So is nobody going to answer the question?
Why?
Why would they do that if they're trying to get as many people in the store at once?
Because you can't, number one, please everybody all the time. And
but that's not pleasing everyone.
I understand.
That's
but
getting the most people in the store at once.
Listen, you can't.
Is everybody short staffed?
No, I tell you what it is.
They can't keep
the person they hired to redo all this shit is a fucking retard. That's what it is. It has nothing to do. They need to go back to the guy that used to run the shit and that was doing it, thinking about how can we make the most money. I don't care who you are.
Started,
don't take a rocket scientist. If you want to make the most money, you get the most people to come to your store. Bottom line.
That's how it really is.
Yeah, but also, you just gotta, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. If you want to go to the store at 5 in the morning, you'll find
true.
A way.
You know how many single parents there are that can't get a babysitter at 5, 6 in the morning? But at 5 in the afternoon, 6 in the afternoon, that's totally possible because everyone's awake at 5,
when
6 in the afternoon
they
compared
why
to 5 in the morning.
Because
and people don't want to get up with their kid and bring them to a babysitter at 5 in the morning.
What was it before?
Shit, they used to.
Well, it originally
like 1, 2
was
in the
right
morning.
Now.
Yeah, like right after things. Yeah.
Would you rather wake up cold, go out there.
That wasn't original. I mean, original was how they act now.
Sit at your computer and click.
Yes.
Click, click.
See, that's the thing, click. Is people out there, they're turning away from going to the store. They want, they want you to be online, to order online. Because
they
want to
control you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They want everything.
I
want
to see.
And everyone, here's the thing, though. Everyone that I've talked to when it comes to purchasing shit has said the same thing. They'd rather go to the store and buy it where they can pick up the item, see the item, feel the item, possibly try on the item, instead of hoping they get what they see in a picture. Everyone I've ever talked to said the same thing.
That's going to commit suicide.
And it makes sense to me.
Yeah, Cyber Monday, too.
It was originally, Matt, your question. Anybody originally, Black Friday was the way they're having it now. 5, 6 in the morning.
Falling apart. Anybody
go around, moron. Yeah.
Pretty boy. Pretty boy.
You're such a pretty boy. You're such a pretty boy.
At 5, 6 in the morning, it used to be, like they're trying to do now. Then they switched it because they said, well, maybe it'd be easier if we did it after Thanksgiving, which I think it is,
because
more people are awake. More people are saying, yeah, you know what, I'll watch your kids at 5 in the afternoon instead of, yeah, I'll get up at 5 in the morning and watch your kids for you.
Did you just pass this one?
I did. Do you know how I know? Because you're sitting to my left.
Yeah.
Anybody? So how was everybody's Thanksgiving?
Shitty.
I'm sorry, why?
Because it's just not Thanksgiving around here no more. It's people come, eat, leave.
Right.
That's all it is. Motherfucking shit started at 4:30. People got there, ate, they were gone before 5:30.
Really? Shit. Becca was eating at 3. I showed up there at 11. I didn't leave till about 5. Then went home.
My mom told me, she messaged me, said, dinner's ready. It was exactly 4:44. My sister was leaving at 5:30. So it was less than an hour. Sid left shortly after that, then Mackenzie, then everyone else, and it was like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Less than an hour. Happy Thanksgiving. People don't know what fucking family is no more. It's a joke. Like, I tell you now, I'm not going over there for Christmas. It'll be with a bunch of fake people. I'd rather stay here.
Fair enough.
It's true.
No!
I hear you.
My brother didn't even come to fucking Thanksgiving.
No?
For what? He has a fucking old lady's mom over there. His excuse, well, she's all by herself. Hey, attention, just in case you forgot, Dad's dead, asshole. So is Mom. That's what I want to say to him. But these people, they never knew what a family was. They never knew when they grew up, growing up, when I was a kid. None of that shit. It was always fake. That's true. It's true. It's
it.
Like, listen, okay. Nah, I didn't even get
it.
No. Fuck.
No.
Broken record.
You don't chew on the bed.
What?
Why are you thinking that?
I'm trying to think.
Chewing on the bed. There's already a hole in it.
So how about that election? So the Republicans took the House.
Yeah, they got it.
Awesome.
Yeah, but they might.
But that was the greatest election, or the most important election so far.
No.
What's that?
They have a majority in the legislature now.
In the legislature?
What rules the state starts.
Who's they? Republicans or Democrats?
Republicans used to.
I don't understand now, after everything we just went through, how anybody could vote for a fucking Democrat.
Them, though, because Wisconsin, Michigan, PA, Georgia, and Arizona all had Republican legislatures. They could have recounted, could have redid the election. They're the ones that call it.
We're the only people that can go back and say, okay, we're redoing this.
Yeah.
Now it's all Democrat. Now they're screwed. Because next election, they can change the rules before then.
That's why elections are all a joke. They're a fucking joke.
And they're going to try packing the courts. And, but I see that...
But they always do. I mean, that's just...
In 40-something days, man. The whole... The Biden and all them got to come do their thing about the laptop. They got to come and talk.
Remember we called the Delaware State Police that one time on the podcast? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but now that they actually got... This is what's going to happen. Now that they got that, they're going to expose everything. Everything will come to light. Don't mean nothing's going to happen.
Nothing ever happens still.
They got the Senate and all that.
So even if they had it, we could have the House and the Senate. Ain't nothing going to happen. They're all wrapped up in it together.
Show how crooked they are, and then... If some of these Democrats don't go against them and impeaching them after all this is found, then...
I don't... This whole fucking government, it's all corrupt. And
I've talked to Democrat voters, and they don't care. They're going to vote Democrat to the day they die. They don't care if...
They don't care about the issues. They just vote blue.
Person said, we're going to come for your house. Not your guns. We're going to come steal everybody's house. They'd still vote for him. That's just how dumb it is.
It's because people are just there.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if they vote or not. They cheat in elections.
That's my year, buddy.
2 years.
I thought it was 2023.
No, presidential is 4.
Oh, goodness.
Legislator and Congress and all of them, they can be every 2 years. They'll be all.
God damn it.
Not at
I hate rolling sometimes. Fuck things.
It depends if he... If he just leaves the scientists alone, I think he'll win, but... He can't keep going after people in his own party. Especially on this white by a lot of people.
Quality guard? Holy shit.
It doesn't matter. Ain't no Republican gonna win no presidency anyhow. They all cheat.
Well, it's also like the people on social media with all this Trump is racist stuff because they make stuff up and put a bad like reputation on them.
Yeah, people are dumb. I mean, people are idiots and selfish, and that's all that matters.
You know what? He's got pictures with everybody who called him a racist because he wasn't before he ran. They all loved him before he ran.
Yeah, I know, right?
They're all full
is that
of
how
ops.
You feel, buddy?
Either that.
It's just, it's politics. They, you know, one day they're one way and the next they're the other.
Does anyone need this?
Yeah. One thing you gotta understand, once you're a millionaire, you're not gonna hang out with these people. Might still hang out with you, but when you go out to dinner, you're gonna go to these 5-star restaurants instead of McDonald's or Burger King.
Yeah.
So you're gonna hang out with elites like yourself. Don't mean you're gonna, you know, your main crew or whatever, you know. Some people are real.
Yeah, yeah.
And stay true to their people. Some people live a fake life after that because they got all this money and everybody else around them is broke. They can't do what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're one of those people who say, hey, come on, let's go on vacation today. You're coming.
I just think it's crazy how a bunch of Democrats are all for this Black Lives Matter stuff, even though, like, the Democrats... Stuff.
Well, that's another thing that's going to be exposed is they're going after them and the funding and where did it all come from and what did Black Lives Matter do with the funding?
And that you can't
about the jail houses,
property. Yeah, all that's going to come to light about how much everything is just a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
We've known it, but there ain't nothing we can do about it. They tried on January 6th, and look at where that is. People are still in jail for that shit.
What? What? Trumpers?
If it ain't a Republican that shot somebody, you know what I mean? That's what I don't get. Yeah, somebody died, so they say, even though there's videos of her at Trump rallies. You see that?
No.
That lady.
What? I don't believe... You see...
There's videos of her at Trump rallies afterwards...
where people called her out on her name and she took off running.
I honestly...
Got killed. Shot by the cop. Supposedly after there's videos of her at a Trump rally.
I don't believe that because her husband has a lawsuit trying to sue. And he's
probably a lookalike.
Unless he's a real good fucking actor, but I see him like bawling on the camera and saying how got the lawsuit and everything.
But you know how everybody has a lookalike? You know? She probably went to a Trump rally to start controversy or something.
You look a lot like Coach Emmy.
So I should have some of my father's features.
I know, but you like look exactly like him just younger.
Imagine that.
It's like me and Marma. It's weird.
Is it weird though?
Yeah, it
because
is.
Because you have your mom
older
because
I got all this gray and I'm not shaving it.
Oh, old ass man.
I just think it's weird how people can look so much alike, like their parents and how they look
Why,
like
I'm half
them.
Why shouldn't
them.
I? I'm half
I'm
them.
I'm not saying anything. It's just.
I'm the C.
I don't know. Fuck Russia, man.
Russia is weird. We had one roller.
I was at Russia yesterday. At Russia? I was at Russia yesterday?
My mom's
I went to
Russia
yesterday.
Russia.
Huh?
Is she?
My mom's a hunt, yeah.
I didn't hear you.
Supposedly. Our last name's Zarowitz. I was always told they were...
Your mother looks Russian, now that you mention it.
I was always told they were loyal to the Tsar family. Because they changed their name when they became immigrants to Zarowitz from Tsar. That's how they hit them.
I see.
And not my grandparents, but my great-grandparents, they don't have birth certificates or nothing. But they ain't nothing in Russia unless Russia had an indulgence.
That's what?
An indulgence.
What do you mean by that?
They go back to, like us, one big free country where everybody's one.
I like the Russian accents.
You know, like Ukraine would become part of Russia, but they have an indulgence where they all go and vote. This country's free, this country's not. This country, you know what I mean? They go, each little country goes and votes, like, as if they're a state, like we would.
Like, voting is a good idea, but I don't trust it anymore. I don't fucking trust it anymore.
They don't cheat on it.
Exactly.
The only reason why is because the czars were overthrown.
Oh, bastard.
Oh, God.
Absolutely. Nice stuff down there.
Backwards. Well, I don't want him on me. I don't have to explain why I don't want the dog on me.
But then I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's?
Trump.
Go lay down.
That place over in,
Call him.
Come here, Vettis. Oh, pretty boy.
What? Ashville. Coach Ashville.
Ashville General?
Sit.
Sit down. Come on.
Breakfast at
Tiffany's. Thank you for sitting on my leg.
Oh, like, is that lady friend or something?
No. You're too young to know. That's a song.
Down.
Then I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think before I liked it. And I said, well, that's
the spot.
Yes, there is a place called Tiffany's.
So the actually,
ask it. Mm-hmm.
Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yeah.
Is there one in St. Fran?
I have no idea.
But I could have swore I've seen something with a sign like that. Breakfast at Tiffany's. And that's probably where I would have saw it.
I can't wait until I can
get in
the car.
I can.
I don't understand.
Like,
you can wait until I
can get out of here. Yeah, because it's scary.
The South started.
Goddamn.
It features. I'm gonna be a menace.
Yeah, come here. Come here. Part. Oh, goodness.
That you get the past like 10 hours. Let's get.
Yeah, this is how all these juices.
These are mine. I just told him I have like 16 packs of Juicy J's that I got for free. What about all the bud?
Mom's actually my birthday. By my 16th birthday, she's going to pay for me to get my birthday juice. That's it. Instead of getting a
hot shot. So you're going to take you to get your driver's license?
My permit.
My permit, my driver's license.
You have to pay? For your
$5.
How much is all of this?
$100. I don't know. Nowadays.
Well, I don't know. By the time she's old enough.
Probably 125.
How old are you, Kiana?
See, they used to.
I'm going to be 14.
14.
23 days.
I was 14 once.
When did you get your permit nowadays?
16.
So I say, when did they switch it?
Florida used to be 15. Or Florida was 15. You can get your permit.
And down North Carolina.
Y'all are going to be upset when I ask if you guys can come in the car with me so I can drive around all day.
Drive what car?
I don't know, car.
The car you buy?
We won't be able to go with you.
What do you mean?
When you do your road test, we can't come with you.
No, I'm talking about when I get my permit. Don't you have a parent? Don't you have to have
No,
a
you go in a room, and you take a written test.
No, she's not after you get your permit. When you
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I need a parent to drive with me.
It's a teacher.
To learn how, yeah.
I can't wait.
Anybody with a license. You
want that?
Anybody
come on, boy.
Over
oh, so close.
I have to be over 18 to get my license.
18 or 21. When somebody has a permit, doesn't have some. Somebody
if they're 16, it has to be a parent or guardian.
Should go by her though, Mars.
I would be fine with the gold record. Honestly,
if she was 18 and just got her license.
Oh, the Mars was
the anyone
shit.
Over 21 or 18, mm-hmm. But if it's a kid, it has to be with a parent or guardian.
Hey, get yep.
And if it's with someone else, there's a piece of paper that you gotta take and you gotta fill it. The parent has to fill it out and sign it and all that shit, saying yes. That that's the guardian that could teach my kid to drive.
Wow. Yeah, cause I
when it's a kid.
I got my license when I was. How old was I?
15.
We never used.
23 or 24.
Oh shit!
Remember, your parents just bought you a car and they're like, Dennis, you got your license. Bill, go with them. Here you go. Take the car.
Well, what it was is...
You used to get pissed because it was
standard. I learned that.
Yeah. I learned how to drive better when I wasn't with my parents driving standard. I could not. I left my dad at the corner of fucking Samson and Hazeltine. I got right out the car. I'm not driving with you. I walked home. Left the car right there. He had to get in the driver's seat and drive it home. He didn't teach. He just fucking yelled at me the whole fucking time. What are you doing? Don't do that. Stop. Turn. What the fuck? How many times do I got to tell you? Well, sorry. Here. You fucking drive. I'm walking home. And that's what happened. And the reason why I got to have my friends, because I was sitting home bored. And I'm like, wow. What's the difference if I'm driving the goddamn car? Because she goes, well, when you have your license, you can take the car. So I'm like, okay, well, what's the difference if I'm driving it or my friend that I'm sitting right next to that has their driver's license drives it? What's the difference? So I conned him into letting my friend drive the car because I was with him. But as soon as we got around the corner, and me driving this bitch.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned to drive by myself, standard, with these guys.
I remember the first time
I am myself.
I taught myself. I bought a Toyota Oh, an old Toyota pickup truck.
I taught Keith how to drive standard in that same car.
I remember going to the concert or something. I was driving slow. I was going to be late. And you're standard. Like, pull over, I'm going to fucking drive. Because I was like, I ain't going to get a ticket. And your parents, well, fuck it, I'll get a ticket. And you got in there and went from one exit to another. And you almost burnt the clutch out. You got out. Fuck, this car's there and kicking it. I'm sitting here, you're like, what the fuck, you're getting in the driver's seat.
Standard ain't no joke when you first learn how to drive. You get a whiplash.
Yeah. You can. You gotta be easy on that gas.
You gotta be like you're dancing.
You just gotta do it even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's weird, burned. I think he's gonna commit suicide already.
Weird burner.
You wanna?
Yeah. Wow! I'm high as shit.
It's falling apart.
But shit really isn't all that high.
God damn it, right?
It's coming apart.
You got a fart.
I get mad really easily. Imagine, like, my road rage.
What the fuck did you guys do to this thing?
Oh, dude, Justin,
you didn't even fucking roll it.
These kids just look at me and
I did.
Imagine me driving.
What the hell happened there?
Yeah, it's probably not a good
idea. I wonder if I... That's weird.
It's gonna fall and all the fucked apart.
God damn it.
Road rage.
Can't wait until I can drive by myself and just go drive out so far.
You're gonna get pulled out of your car and beat up?
Huh?
You're gonna get pulled out of your car and beat up?
Most likely.
I've done that to someone before.
One of those fuck you kids.
And did you get in trouble with the police?
Fuck the
police. Did you get in trouble with the police?
For what?
Pulling someone out of the car and beating them?
I don't remember.
Why?
A long time ago.
Really?
You can, yeah. You can get in trouble.
Yeah, but yeah.
Well, yeah, that's assault. But
one thing I'll never forget.
Or is it pepper?
It's the trunk ride.
I prefer pepper.
With fucking Jake Alicia.
Oh.
He died.
I remember one time Dad was telling me about how he was, like, driving up that one brick road, and, like, he was, like, going too fast, and the car just, like, tipped, and he had, like, a really big guy with him, and, like...
Joe Glover, going down Mount Vernon. When the tire blew out, and AJ changed the tire in, like, 2 minutes. Fastest tire change I've ever seen in my life.
That's impressive.
With... tools, not no fucking zoop 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 shit, and it wasn't no regular jack either. It was one of them little scissor motherfuckers.
Yeah,
we had to sit here and go like this.
Yeah,
he got that motherfucker up, boom, 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 pop, another one, boom, 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 and I'm like, holy fuck. He's like, well, that's what happens when you grow up in a junkyard or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
But he whipped that tire off. So I'll go on, you know how Jones Hill's like this?
Yeah.
By the hospital? Well, I was going down, and I come around like this. I was going around this other bend, and I hit a patch of ice. And went right up, hit the curb, went right up on the hill.
Snaggies.
So I'm driving on this hill like this. And if my one friend, I guarantee it, was sitting on the same side as me, he was a big dude, we would have went, boom, right over. But luckily, he was sitting up here, kind of like holding us down.
I think that was Trey coming in with the dog.
I see.
Was the dog just right here?
The dog left to go outside.
What, 2 minutes ago?
Yep. Probably not even, but...
What do you do? Just put him on a leash, walk to the front sidewalk, turn around, walk back?
Most likely. That's probably what he does.
Anybody else want this?
Hey, is it that?
No, it's out. Matt, let it go out.
And you didn't even relight it before you pass it?
Yeah, he's
right. I told him I thought it was
out. Yeah, man. It's a learning etiquette, though.
Ask before you pass it, make sure it's lit.
Yo, I'm tired.
I sure was. I promise you it was.
That was probably like one of the best turkeys I've ever had, been out of me.
You are a turkey.
I grew that turkey.
Really?
Yep.
It was very good.
You know how many turkeys
we picked it.
I've processed in my life?
Last month.
From the garden. You picked that turkey from the garden? Nice and fresh.
Right off the turkey bush.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No, that's more than amazing. That's yeah. just...
What's the Miami game specifically
happen?
What? The Miami game?
No. Dude, I'm going to say this one more time. I'm not going to repeat it again. I've told all you guys three times.
Not me.
The money hasn't even been turned in on the tickets yet. Oh. These games today are not on the tickets. Those are for Saturday and Sunday. I told you guys this multiple times now.
Why, they got money on games, do they?
The tickets.
Today's Thursday.
But we got the tickets yesterday. Yeah. These tickets, or these games they're playing, aren't on the tickets because it was the day after we got the tickets. We haven't even turned the stubs in yet.
Gotcha.
And I've been asked like three times, did I pick the Bills on my ticket?
It's just a skinny.
Did Michael I pick Coy? The Bills on my ticket?
Hmm? Michael Coy?
Kids.
I'm waiting to get my first Michael Coy's watch.
Let's stop.
Waiting for what? Waiting till you can buy it yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah, I'm waiting. I'm waiting to buy a watch. That was funny. I like that.
I can't wait until...
Why don't your mom just give you one? She has one that she has two of them. Why are you looking at me like that?
It just keeps falling apart.
I bought them for you.
Michael Kors watch are pretty, but I can't wait until Papa in Florida sends us the $100 gift cards because I have a bunch of stuff in my shop.
That's sad that you guys just expect that shit.
Hey, just money. Money, just give me money. And that should...
Hey, listen.
What if you don't have it? You know your papa was just in a fucking hurricane?
Yeah, but his house was... I'm not saying that I'm like...
His house got flooded.
Yeah, but I'm not saying...
That's a lot of damage.
You should have heard Trey earlier. I'm going to clear everything off my list, and I'm just going to ask for one thing and one thing only. What's that? This $500 dirt bike. So, yeah, it's just one thing. Man, it just stresses me out even more when I hear shit like that.
Yeah, but you got to understand that they're young. And young people are just narcissistic because they don't know any better.
Yeah, but what it is they don't appreciate money, period.
No, they don't. Well,
none
because...
of them do. And you want to know why I say that? Is because wait until you see them have money in their hand. You're going to see it fucking laying over here on the floor, laying over there on the floor. So I'm saying, anyone see my money? I don't know where my money went. You won't see me doing that shit ever with my money. You want to know why?
What, baby?
I know where the fuck my money's going to be all the time. And I know how important money is. I know how expensive money is. I know how hard it is to replace the shit and how hard you got to work to get it.
Yeah.
But not these kids. These kids, they have money, and they'll...
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, no, you don't want
it. I don't have any concept of it.
I can't even relate to that, really.
Talk shit to me.
Ever since
when I was a kid, when I had money, it was like gripped so tight in my motherfucking hand, you couldn't even get it out of my hand. And that would be like a dollar or a $5 bill.
I never know where to keep my money safe.
Buy a wallet.
Or
you get a purse.
I don't have a wallet or a purse. Like, I have
purses. But Cam, you act like, I know where my wallet is, but later on today, I'll find a fucking wallet laying in some random place.
I need to get a wallet. Like, I need to get a job. I want a job. I want to start babysitting.
There's no way in hell.
I have that watch.
There's no way in hell.
You need
to
have responsibility.
You get a permit for summer job now, can't you?
That doesn't fucking mean anything. You could have 20 younger brothers. You don't even take care of yourself. You think I'm going to let you go and watch someone else's kids? There's no motherfucking way I would co-sign for that.
Well, you're
There's
only
no
14.
Way I would co-sign for that.
Well, yeah, but
no
I don't
way
know where
no.
else to work.
But let me explain something to you.
We can't even leave you here. Your mom walks out here, I walk outside, you get into shit. Just like that. And you think that you're fucking reliable enough and trustworthy enough to get left alone in a house with no adults with some children?
calling up all your friends.
There's no fucking way.
You beating everything in their cousin.
I don't even have phone to call up no friends.
The house does. Where you watching?
Who has house phones anymore?
Not
a lot of people.
We do.
Yeah, but like people like.
Everyone, that, almost a lot of people that I know.
I have. A lot of people. I don't. Rebecca does.
You kind of get a deal.
I know a lot of people.
All of them guys do. My mom does.
Vicky's got them.
I don't use it.
A lot
it.
Of people have got them.
But my mom does.
I think we have one, but we just, where we had one. We just never plugged it in.
I forgot what y'all were even talking about.
What's wrong? Why do you want your bed?
Oh, I'll let him try it.
There's probably food or something out under it. Take it out and see.
Yeah.
I don't want to get out of the kennel. That door is kind of locked. Get that thing out. Get out. Trey, just shut the kennel door real quick. No, don't do that. He'll never want to go in there again. And he won't relax in his kennel.
That's oh my goodness.
He just walks in there and lay down. That's something Brent dreams of.
I think. That's my bandana. Are you sitting on
it? What water is mine?
This one's mine.
Colin stole my baby blue bandana. I'm still mad about it. He's horny.
Excuse me?
His rocket's out. His rocket is out.
Where? He's waiting there. For you to come in.
That was, he's horny.
That's probably why he's trying to get that pillow out. He wants...
He's trying to hump the pillow.
Who's the other game?
Huh? I don't know.
You should have seen him, the one time. He, like, grabbed his little tiny toy and tried humping it. It's weird. Dogs are weird.
You're weird, though.
How's he weird?
Dogs are dogs. Yeah, you just gotta learn how to read dogs, how to
understand them better.
Yes, yes, that's a better word. Yes, understand. What are you doing, weirdo? Tom's going crazy.
He's got rabies. What did you want it?
Why did you let him take that out? That's why he doesn't learn. Because I say, no, 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 and I refuse to let him take it out. And then you guys sit there and watch me.
No. No.
Look at him. Stuck out.
Why would you just lay there on top of everything? Fucking Einstein. Jesus.
That's how it was.
No, it wasn't.
That's how it was. Maybe that's what he was trying to do, was fix it.
Yeah.
That's not how it was. Who would do that? Who would actually do that? Who in this house do you think would take a mat and set it on top of the blankets?
Lazy person.
Well, I guess then half the house.
What I would do is...
No!
I'd go to the brothel. And I'd find me a woman. I'd call her down.
Hit her on the head. Cover the beat.
No, I was just going to kick her in the shin. I wouldn't hit her in the head.
Why do you look
at me?
No.
Amsterdam.
Vegas?
Amsterdam, you could pull right out of the window.
Reno's better, but you want
to
go to Vegas?
You look and be like,
I don't have the money to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
And that I don't have the money to go to Reno. I don't have the money to go anywhere.
All is the same.
Vegas is better as a whole, but like Reno's surrounding area is better.
I wonder if there's any like...
Besides,
shops,
you got
like
Hoover Dam,
shops,
which is probably drying up by now. Isn't that where Lake Mead is?
I believe so. That's in Vegas, basically.
Bing.
Yeah.
Bing! Look at the dog.
Over, you know,
look
you
at the dog
Tom,
die.
Virginia City.
He died.
Bing. Carson City. I mean, you got all these casino towns, and you got
Bing.
The ranch. Mustang Ranch.
See the dog
the Mustang
died.
Ranch? Is that the
you
brothel?
You guys aren't watching.
Yep. Yeah. Popular one.
The Bunny Ranch?
No, this one's Mustang Ranch.
No. The Bunny Ranch.
So it's either horses or bunnies. I don't know, I think bunnies are softer.
Like
I don't know if I'd want to go to a Mustang.
Yeah, well, a Mustang, you have to think it'd be like, feeling rough. That's like a dude.
Yeah.
That like a dude?
That's in Carson City.
I know the most popular one that I know of that you see on TV is the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, I remember hearing the Bunny Ranch. I've never heard of the Mustang.
You can actually go online on the Bunny Ranch and see what's on the menu for today.
No.
Wow.
Interesting.
Bing.
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 You want to see?
Bing.
Why not? Actually, you know what? Yes.
Here.
Bunny Ranch.
Then we're going to stop this.
Look.
They're not old. No. They're like...
How's that old?
Young.
But like I said, if I'm going to go pay for sex, it's not going to be
they're
with...
young.
And well, even that, if there was old people, they like, probably get paid because people aren't into fetishes like that.
Look,
fair enough.
Like
before
one,
you
two,
hit
three,
the... But that's
four,
not for me.
All that
sinuses,
seven,
little...
Eight,
I
guess
city.
11, 12,
the
13, 14, 15,
okay.
16,
so
14,
you
17,
hit that,
18.
There's a building that goes around
there's
the corner 18, this way and this
though.
Way, and there's a train track from behind, so you can't see either side from each road.
That's crazy.
And there's a light there, and then what you do is you go up and you push the button, and
look at
then
the sex
and girls start dancing for you.
Huh.
And you pick which one you want.
I have a question.
And then they'll tell you when
why
your reservation,
so
you do your reservation outside, you don't even go in or nothing.
Huh.
And you do one of those quick
it's
tests.
It's crazy slow unless you turn your wife
and then there's a room that they take you to?
Yeah, and you, they're yours for...
20 minutes?
Can't go
some
away.
Places go by that, some go by the hour.
Can you go away?
You really hate me.
It's just stupid there,
just
you know
think
what
you
I mean?
Just don't think you need me added into a conversation like this.
I what is that question?
Is it illegal to be a prostitute? Because I heard somewhere that it is illegal.
You know what?
It is.
Is it though in New York State? I think I thought they.
Why would it be illegal?
It.
They're trying to change it.
That's a good question.
You smoke
because
ass,
like it's like a business.
Sure,
it's like
light it up.
It's like nothing illegal. It's just a business.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Light
why
it up. See everyone else votes. Light it up.
Because
he's
right.
Sleeping. He don't count.
It's missing taxes. You're not paying taxes. That's what that is.
That's the only thing it is. That's why you can't
do
anything without some sort
that's
of license.
That's why you can't be. Just, yeah, exactly. You can't live without a license. Is he allowed on the porch?
No.
Okay. Look up,
Tom.
Come on, bud.
Trey.
You don't love you this is what I want right here. It's like, really? Interesting.
Look, it has
boys. I just want to see the table.
Dad. Father.
What?
Did you see what the shoes that I wanted?
She wants the ones you got, Mom. And then you have the same one.
Oh.
But I want them in white. The one time, the one.
I don't want no white shoes. We need to ruin them. In like
I'm not going to ruin them.
Yeah, let me see your Air Forces.
Okay, that was before when I was immature. I'm mature now with shoes. The 120 bubble Nike Max shoes or whatever. I don't know what they call them, but I thought they were cute. Braylon has a pair.
No, I'm not buying white shoes.
Then get me them in black.
We're poor.
I'm poor too.
That would be the only Christmas present you got. That's how poor we are. You smile and laugh, and I'm being motherfucking serious.
I wasn't trying to smile.
No,
money's tight.
Inflation.
No. Yeah. And then when you got kids to do, think about it. Okay, say $200 each person.
That would be like three.
That's $1,200 just for the you kids.
Yeah.
Sydney, Mackenzie, Kiana, Trey, Camden, Caleb. That's not even counting Paisley, and my mom,
Macy.
My grandma.
This is my
that's $1,200 just in kids. Stopped on his own.
Yeah, we were just
talking
about how we're still going.
We just said how we're still going.
Oh, good boy. Well, you know.
That's weird. Why would it do that? Would it ever just stop on its own for any reason?
I've never seen it happen before.
Stop.
Oh, excuse me.
So, come on. You're going to pull the goddamn wire.
Come on, bud. Come on.
Beep, beep. Do you enjoy Trump stepping all over you guys? Nice
biker. He just wanted to go to his mom.
But I don't want him brushing all up on me, getting his hair all over me.
My bad. I'm sorry. I didn't think about that.
Come on, Charlie. His face is so innocent. Water.
So how about them Yankees?
They suck.
You know what else sucks?
Can I look at them?
You can look at them without touching them.
Exactly. Exactly. What are we watching?
Last thing.
I see. I think it's Aretha Franklin.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Woody.
Do you still have that little hair all over your head?
Am I a knife? I do.
Really?
I do.
Huh?
I'll have that for the rest of my life.
What you going on about?
My knife.
Knife?
Yeah. My wooden knife.
Why do you call it bring knife? It over and bring it aside all the time?
Because it's not a knife. And it's... But it looks like a knife. So it's a knife.
What does the cup
mean? Really? How do you spell knife?
Well, it's knife. Why do you say a K with this?
How do you spell knife?
K-N-I-F-E.
And you just asked me where the come from.
It's knife, not
it's a knife. Yeah, but that's not a knife. That's a knife. I'm just saying. You.
The only reason why I asked is because you usually have it with you all the time.
Yeah, that's back before I was employed. No, I've been employed now, shit. 9 months? 10 months?
Such a pretty face.
And a wet nose. Dry that nose.
I think it's weird how dogs nose.
It's just been so long since I've had a car. I can't wait till I hit my 6 month mark so I can get insurance.
Well, I just always walking. I've done that.
So Dennis,
no.
Right? What do you call a deer who doesn't see very well?
I don't know.
Lost deer.
That's a good idea. No, that's a bad idea because he doesn't see very well. I'm sorry. It's a bad idea. Well, I fucked that up. So what do you call a deer who does see very well? That's a good idea. What do you call a deer who doesn't have any eyes?
No idea.
You're the first one that's ever got that. Well done. Well done, sir.
What walks on four legs, then walks on two
that's
legs,
a basic
then walks on three legs?
Human.
That is
I know the riddle of the Sphinx, my friend.
That is a very basic riddle. We learned that in, like, second grade.
All right, so...
What has a mouth but doesn't talk? It runs but it doesn't have any feet. It has a bed but it never sleeps.
A clock.
Huh?
What?
A car.
No. A car has a mouth?
Yes. Have you ever seen those little cars with like eyelashes and like the thing that looks like a mouth?
No.
It has, like, lips and everything.
You give up yet?
It has, like, lips, no. And it has, like, the silver thing in front. It has, like, the lips and, like, the eyelashes.
A fish.
Nope.
A treadmill.
It has a mouth, doesn't talk. Has a bed. What
oh.
Does a fish have a bed?
Yes.
Come on.
He's
do fish get thirsty?
It's like Nemo.
A river.
Nemo. A what?
A river.
It has a bed.
Yeah. It runs, but it doesn't have any legs, and has a mouth.
What's the mouth?
The mouth of the river where it starts. Or it ends.
Oh. See, we never, like, learned about, like, that type of stuff. Like, basic, like,
all right.
Body
so,
water things.
There's a girl, right? She reads every night in the dark how
she's a cat.
Your nephew said he's gonna stop by tomorrow.
She's a cat.
She's a girl. She reads every night in the dark.
Every Thanksgiving.
How? Flashlight? No,
no. You told me.
That's how I read in the dark.
She's a cat.
Birthday.
No.
You're out. What's the answer?
Stop by and I smoke.
She's blind.
Ha ha! Well done.
Oh, okay, I get it now. I learned that one in third grade. I don't have any little
star eyes.
Your turn.
Careful, bud.
Why don't you do the PlayStation Michael Jackson one? Oh!
Probably not. You never
done it. So, Jesse, listen to this one. What does Michael Jackson and a PlayStation both have in common?
What?
They're both okay.
They both get turned on by kids.
Why don't
you tell the orphan?
Huh?
He's dead.
He is dead.
How do you make 30 cents out of two coins when one of them's not a quarter?
It's a Pledge of Allegiance.
The other one. No. Sorry.
You already knew it.
You don't. I don't know. You know, you just don't.
What? You don't absolutely do.
I don't know.
How do you make 35 cents?
No, 30. How do you make 30 okay. cents out of two coins when one of them's not a quarter?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You use Canadian quarter?
It's still 25 cents. But...
Oh, I remember this one.
I don't know. The other one is a quarter?
A quarter and a nickel.
Yeah,
one of them's not
a quarter. One of them's not a quarter.
Sure I got said, it right.
One's a nickel.
The dog.
So you didn't get it right.
I said, oh.
You said a quarter and a nickel.
No, you didn't.
I said,
he said
no. I said the other one's a quarter.
Okay, maybe
no.
I missed
then
it.
Then I was thinking.
He goes, the other one's not a quarter.
What is he doing?
He's getting a bone.
Dog.
Out of his.
Oh,
don't.
Okay, Dad, can I gobble this up?
No.
I've already answered that question
no.
to you before, dude.
He told you no.
I want to know who ate the fudge round already.
I didn't.
So some of y'all can start admitting things and telling the truth.
Why don't you
okay,
tell
listen.
Orgy jokes?
A plane crashes, right? Right on the border of Canada and the United States. Where do you bury the survivors?
That's a good one.
The United States. If that's where they're from. On the borderline?
It lands on the border of Canada and the United States.
You bury them there. I don't know.
Nope.
They never found them.
You don't bury survivors.
You don't bury survivors.
Oh! I didn't hear the part.
I said, where do you bury the survivors? That's what
you
I
don't.
Said. You said, on the border?
You don't bury the survivors.
Yeah, I already told you that.
Sometimes I think that,
Dad.
That's old.
That is old.
That's
Dad,
an old one.
Say water 4 times.
No, say toy boat 3 times as fast as you can.
Toy boat.
Yeah.
Dad, say
impossible.
water 3 times. Water.
Water.
What do cows drink?
You should just have me say milk?
Yeah.
Milk 10 times fast, what do cows drink? They drink water.
Why did the old guy fall down the well?
Keanu!
Did you just kick me? Oh, you're so...
Keanu!
Go downstairs. I'm not leaving.
Stop.
Go downstairs, buddy. I think I'm really rude. Go downstairs. Alright, I got one. So, what's shaped like a gray, has white stuff on the top.
Shaped like a what?
Shaped like a J.
A J.
I thought you said gray.
I'm like, what the hell is the shape of a
what's
gray?
What's shaped gray?
It's shaped like a gray.
There you go again.
I said a J.
No, you didn't. I am not hearing this shit.
You said gray.
You said gray.
Alright.
It's shaped like a gray.
No, it's shaped like a J.
Is that Jay Gray?
It's not a sock or a shoe. It has white stuff on the top. And it has a letter. What is it?
J.
He kicked me and it hurt.
I'm about to. It's going to hurt a lot worse.
It's a J.
He kicked me. What did
I'm about to.
What you're supposed to do is just let it.
Camden.
Just let it be. Just let it be.
Mm-mm. You're going to go bad soon.
What is that called?
I didn't even hear what he said.
So, what's shaped like a J?
Is that Jay Gray?
Is it a gray J?
It has white stuff on the top. Ooh. And it has a letter, and it's a letter. It has a letter.
This just seems kind of odd.
It has white stuff on the top?
It has white fuzzy stuff on the top. Mold.
And it's a letter?
It has a letter on it.
What?
It's shaped like a gray J.
No, it's shaped like a J.
It's supposed to be a riddle.
But it's not making any sense.
Yeah. It's not a. It you don't wear it as a sock.
What's the answer?
Or shoe.
It's not a.
Yeah, you're not.
Hey.
This is some kind of like mystery game.
It's a stocking.
Blue,
it's not. Yeah, no.
It's not a riddle. That's not how riddles work.
He's just trying to come off the with a
dirty joke.
Want to hear a dirty joke?
That tester's scary.
Do you want to hear a dirty joke?
Thanks.
Sure.
Pig fell in the mud.
What?
Want to hear an even dirtier joke?
Yeah.
Sure.
Two pigs fell in the mud. You want to hear an even dirtier joke?
Three what? Pigs fell in the mud.
Two pigs fell in the mud and three came out.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
It's okay. You're a little slow. I understand.
Pigs got dirty.
Pigs got dirty.
Mom, I'm missing my sprite.
Where was the mud at?
Turn it off.
Why? Keep quiet. We're recording first. Thank you.
Hey.
It was ginger ale that we got.
You feel
mad. No, I also got a sprite. Remember when we made that pizza and that's why I found that I wanted sprite.
Is it in the fridge?
No, I can't find it.
Yeah. Slap him.
He's in trap.
Alright, just so you give another one. That hurt. That actually hurt.
He's in trap.
He
should
be right here. Tell us something another joke. You fart on me and we're fighting, actually.
You guys go in the other room.
Yes.
This is your fault. I didn't even...
See ya. You're not getting up and moving quick enough. You guys, go in the other room.
You too, Linda.
Go in the other room. Pretty sure you told him to get out anyhow when things started getting different in the conversation.
So do you...
No, I don't.
Does he have toys in there?
No. Hey. I wonder if Sheets is open.
Cam, you better put that back.
Aren't they open like 24/7?
Put that back.
We should definitely get the Sheets.
You can't play
music.
You know what I've been kind of feeling lately? I'm kind of wanting to go to and pick up a 12-pack or a 6-pack of Stella Artois. That's what I used to drink back in the day.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a beer.
Know what I've been craving?
Tell me.
That really, 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 really stinky, stinky, stinky weed that when you take one hit, you're fucking ripped.
Oh, yeah.
Or when you open the bag to roll a joint, someone walks in the house and is like, man, good Christ, you're smoking the good shit. You haven't even lit it or rolled it or anything yet.
You know
just
what?
Open up the bag.
I miss that. I miss being able to smoke my weed. I definitely do.
You got any tug of war things, or are they destroyed?
Help!
I'm not sure.
Oh, they got now. Is there's others?
Oh goodness!
Look at 64.
I didn't see it.
all these guys, the receivers and stuff, the skinny, smaller guys, they had like black guys, they had some moves, dance moves and shit. And then here's this big white lineman going through, trying to do the same. It's just hilarious, dude. It was hilarious.
That'd be funny.
It was like so off, like beat and everything. Like that was funny as hell. I wish I would show it again.
Cousins it to Jefferson.
Ooh, see, they show it 20 times. Okay, we've seen it 20 times. Show the other things. There we go. Look at 64. See how much quicker he's doing it? All the other guys are doing it, and they know how to do it.
Got the
rhythm. Yeah, and then this great big guy comes in.
Well, I'm 64.
Shit. Did I? Oh, I tried to do it. Never mind.
It's funny when the Yankees were doing that. If they hit a walk-off, they were doing that dance called the Gritty. It's where they swing their arms and they do this dance. Like it's weird. All the kids are doing it. Well, there's a couple guys that would hit a walk-off and he'd come around and he'd try to do it. And you can see, he reads your lips. You're like, I don't know how. And then they try to do it, but you can see they're having fun. It's cool to see the grown ass men having fun like that.
Whoa.
What?
You're calling these kids grown ass men?
They're still grown ass men.
They're children. They don't know
anything. Fuck, man, he was in his 30s. That fucking.
Oh, his 30s? Okay.
Isn't Josh Donaldson in his 30s? He's in his 30s, right?
Defensive lineman?
Josh Donaldson.
Oh, the baseball player?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's okay. One of the guys. Even if, shit, 26 years old, he's a grown man. He ain't growing no more.
Yeah.
Not physically, but mentally. Your brain doesn't fully mature until you're 25.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
So, you know, 26 isn't... Well, I guess technically it is, but I'm looking more towards experience.
Yeah, but even if...
Life experience.
Well, then you would say... You're never grown because you learn something
you're
new
always
all the time.
Learning.
Fair enough.
I mean, when you're
every
considered
day,
a fucking man,
you're learning something.
That's
every,
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, 18 then.
When you're no, not.
Well,
it doesn't
state,
go by age.
In the eyes of the law,
how you
handle
yourself if you're a man or not. There's a lot of like Kyle, my nephew, he ain't.
Where's the hammer?
It's not my foot, not my eyes. It's my leg because all the time I walk funny.
Now
my leg hurts because my leg ain't used to walking like that. Now I gotta adjust.
Where are the sheets?
Not me. I'm going home.
I heard you try getting out of your pay-per-view, man.
Pay-per-view. Wait, what?
You were the first one that said,
yeah.
I'm 25.
I don't remember saying that.
Oh, I really.
I didn't agree to that. What the fuck? He still owed me $5.
Oh, goodness.
He was sitting in the same spot, too, I'm pretty sure. Dennis was right here, and I was right here, and we're looking at each other. That'll be $25 a piece, man. It's like, all right, but you're going to have to wait a couple weeks. I don't get paid. Okay, he's still there. Fucking...
I don't know.
Keep eating them fucking brownies, man. That's what it is. I roofied you.
Speaking of brownies.
I roofied you into getting the game. Drugged them up. And... You want to buy this? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Want a brownie, Matt?
Hey, so much Domino's, too.
I can't believe you ate a full
one of those motherfuckers.
Huh? You ate a full brownie?
A couple of times.
All right. A couple times.
See you later.
That's a lot. Yeah. Be safe, Uncle.
See you later.
Happy Turkey Day.
Bye.
You as well, sir. Be safe. Oh, goodness. I guess we should probably end this up, huh? Wrap this up like a present with a bow.
So, you know what we do then? We say, be a better version of yourself. Smoke weed every day. And just fucking make shit happen, man.